from a section of Navabraja Mahima in which Shivaram Maharaj is finishing his parikrama, just finished the parikrama, and is on his way to Radhanshyam to pour his heart out, which is the last part of the book. Walking along the cobbled road, I recalled how the Lord had once assured Narada that the nature of his mercy, devotion, and love is that as much of it as the devotees have, they always want more. Although devotees always strive to increase their devotion by emulating the service mood of another, they are happy to serve Krishna in their unique ways, thus expanding the mosaic of spiritual variety. As I recalled the rest of the dialogue between Krishna and Narada, a conviction filled my heart. Shyam was leading me to a more satisfactory conclusion to my parikrama. This conviction reflected a perspective deeper than my own. It came spontaneously, and in my humble estimation, it came from the unending nature of the mercy Narada and the Lord had spoken of. This perspective disclosed the true fruit of my parikrama, two nectarian fruits that became increasingly more relishable as I contemplated their significance for me and for others. The two fruits of my parikrama were the realizations of how the blessings Krishna had given Narada relate to me as a servant of Radha and Shyam, a resident of Krishna Valley, and as preacher in Hungary. These two fruits reinforced my mission in Hungary. They were nothing new, nothing earth-shaking, but they were of significance to me because of my conviction that they had come from Krishna. And when I double-checked my intelligence to determine whether it thought this realization was also what Srila Prabhupada would want me of me, the answer was an immediate and unhesitating yes. Dear readers, allow me to share my thoughts on how Narada's two requests of the Lord defined my final prayer to Radha and Shyam and my service to Krishna Valley and to them to the Hungarian Yatra. After having traveled from Prayag to Dwarka and meeting all kinds of perfected devotees, Narada found that the object of Krishna's greatest mercy were the gopis. In ecstasy, he petitioned the Lord, "O swan gliding in the lakes of the Brajbasi's love, I wish that I may wander everywhere, always chanting and drinking the nectar of your names. Those most sweet names arise from the ocean of Gokul and spread the glories of your infinitely varied dress and ways of acting. As I wander, behaving like a madman, may I distribute joy to everyone in all the worlds." Desirous of a second boon, Narada asked, "Whether by speaking, thinking, hearing, or physical contact, if any person in this world comes in touch even once with these pastimes of yours and is convinced of their importance, may he be endowed eternally with the power to worship your feet in pure love, feet resplendent with the saffron dust from the pitcher-like breasts of the blessed gopis." In summary, Narada's requests were that he may always sing the praises of Yashoda's son, and that faithful people who hear such songs may awaken loving devotion to Krishna in the wake of the Brajbasis. My service and desires for Hungary, with Krishna Valley as the spiritual capital and Radha and Shyam as its resident worshipable deity, felt very much the same as Narada's for the universe. My final prayer runs this: "O playful children of the kings of Braj, who like a white and black swan ply the waters of your worshippers' devotion, Please hear this person's humble plea. Permit me to reside in and always return to your abode of bliss, Krishna Valley. And from there, let me wander the length and breadth of this land, carrying the order of Srila Prabhupada on my head. My mind always fixed on your lotus feet, let me chant the supreme mantra of your names and praise your glories from the immortal works of poets like Vyasadeva, Rupa Goswami, and Srila Prabhupada. Let the nectar cascading from your names as I perform Sankirtan quench my own craving for your company, free the common man from worldly illusion, and bless devotees with transcendental bliss. Their bonds of material attachments slacken, their devotional practices the reins of their turbulent lives. Let devotees taste the divine joy that makes one laugh, cry, and dance like a madman. When they are freed from illusion and are savoring reality, may devotees' faith progressively sprout and blossom beneath the shower of Nam Sankirtan and the benediction rays of the Chaitanya sun. As devotees gradually distinguish between the names, forms, and devotion to different incarnations of the Lord, they will conclude that supreme bliss, sweetness, and devotion are to be had only in you. Beloveds of the residents of Braj, may my words clearly and transparently convey Srila Prabhupada's teachings on Braj Bhakti, and may those who hear them receive them with a corresponding faith. Inspired by you from within, may all sincere devotees come to New Brajadham to share in or to embrace the experience of Vrindavan life in which you, Radha and Shyam, are the life-giving source. Then they will see how insignificant is honey nectar compared to the nectar in your smiles, and how the taste of sugar is bitter compared to the sweetness of your faces and forms. Observing your servants wandering over your land, engaging in their sadhana, devotees will taste the unique sweetness that only being in touch with you or things connected to you can bring. Direct perception will fully unfold devotees' faith and within their hearts manifest an unflinching determination. I must make Radha and Shyam the center of my life and the goal of my devotions. O enchanting couple, with your smiles as my wings, let me be a songbird that sings to my countrymen of your names, forms, and pastimes, luring them to serve and surrender to you in Krishna Valley. Having heard my first request to be your empowered emissary, O you who are called Swadhana Tripdao, those never satisfied with their own charity, please hear my second and final plea. In whomever awakens faith in the truth of your names and pastimes, may those devotees, by steady hearing and remembrance, attain the purity of heart to attain their birthright to love you like a Brajbasi. O crown jewels of the Krishna Valley treasure chest, devotees eager to hear about you from your representatives will naturally become attracted to New Brajadham as their own place of pilgrimage. Whether they come to reside here or whether they regularly visit, these devotees will serve you by developing your abode, supporting your worship, and seeing the places where you performed pastimes. To these pious souls who steadily serve you in a regulated way, please give them the gift of spontaneous attraction to your Brajbasi companions and to the Brajbasi's way of serving you. When that attraction arises and devotees become fully absorbed in thoughts of you, may the power of your name and pastimes endow them with the love of God of which Srila Prabhupada always spoke. The fulfillment of these desires would complete my ambition in this life, that I act as a catalyst for your philosopher's stone names and pastimes to transform lovers of sin into lovers of God. As for me, having seen the forests, waters, hills, and pastures where you mercifully enjoy yourselves, I shall constantly remember your transcendental pastimes. Indeed, I shall never be able to forget you. How could I? When you have not only cleverly stolen my heart with your lotus eyes, honeyed smiles, and blissful forms, but left the imprint of your lotus feet within my mind. It is not possible. And when, like all mortals, I must change this body for another, may my mind always have the shelter of your lotus feet, my tongue always be decorated by your names, and my body be engaged in your service. Since the time I once followed a vow to invoke your mercy, I have repeated a verse spoken by Uddhava, by Nanda Maharaj, and the other cowherd men of Raj. I have personalized this prayer to express my own sentiments for you. O Divine Ones, please forgive me if in comparing my own sentiments to those topmost devotees of the Lord, I have committed any offense. Keep me in Krishna Valley for 100 births, or send me where you will. But wherever I am made to wander about in this world by your will, in accordance with the reactions of my fruitive work, may my good works and charity always bring me love for Radha and Shyam. I conclude my parikrama, just as all acts are brought to perfection by chanting your holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.